This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to welcome to the program Mike Monachetti. Mike is the owner of Mike's Seafood in Sea Isle and Ocean City. He's famous for his crab balls, among other things. Mike, good morning.
Good morning to you, Rich.
It's good to see you. Good to talk to you. I'm a big fan of your restaurant, a big fan of your food, so I appreciate you coming on the show today. How are things?
Things are a little rough here at the Jersey Shore, Rich. Really rough. Staffing is a serious problem. It's between the expanded unemployment benefits and the stimulus payments, it's very hard to find workers. Very, very hard. You can't go a place in from Margate to Ocean City, Seattle, the Wildwoods to Cape May, that you don't see hundreds of signs looking help wanted. It's like I said, it's a disaster.
Mike, when you say it's a disaster, I mean, is it like literally hurting your ability to operate as a restaurant right now, where you can't really serve customers the way you want to?
Oh, absolutely it is. Absolutely. How do you just can't conduct business with not enough staffing. You can't have a full menu. Like, I'm at the point now where I cut my menu back. I took some of the pasta dishes off, some of the grilled fish off. There's only so many things you can do in a kitchen with limited staff and do it right. So things are coming off the menus, and you see a lot of people's hours are reduced. It's mind-boggling how to go. After we just went through the pandemic last summer in full force, you know, and now we're getting back on our feet again, and we're going to start making money. Where the rentals, like I'm sure you have taken notice, the rentals at the Shore are off the charts.
Yeah.
Off the charts, never, ever. So now you have this big influx of people coming. They want to get away. They didn't get away last year. And now you can't run your business properly due to staffing issues. I don't know, understand, like the Morey's Pier in the Wildwoods, I just seen an article on them. They hire 1,500 people, and they only have 500 at this point. And they usually have this whole staff filled at this point of the year. The whole 1,500 people are hired. They're 1,000 people short. You think about the hotels in Ocean City, Cape May, the Wildwoods. Where are you going to find the chamber people to clean these rooms? Especially with the COVID protocol and how you had to clean now. I mean, where are you going to find the people, the extra time it takes to actually clean these rooms? And they're not to be had. All the boardwalk shops. You just ride that. I rode the bike on the Ocean City boardwalk yesterday morning. Sign after sign after sign after sign. It's just, you know, we were looking forward so much to this summer, and you have this issue of staffing is right in your face. It's just going to be really hard.
Mike Monachetti is my guest. Mike is the owner of Mike's Seafood, Sea Isle, Ocean City. You know it. It's a great place. I've been there a million times. It's a wonderful place. I'll be there again this summer. Not waiting, though. You know, I'm texting you, Mike. I'm not waiting. I'm just letting you know. Now that you've been on the show, there's zero chance I'm waiting for a table now.
I think we can slip you in the side door there. I think
I'll work. You know what I'll do? Actually, I'll just work, because it sounds like you need the help that badly. No, I mean, all kidding aside, this is heartbreaking for me because, you know, I grew up at the Jersey Shore. I love the Jersey Shore. I've literally gone there every single summer of my life, except for 1 year when we went to Disney World. And for me to know the struggle of the restaurants and the bars and all the small businesses, and now relief is here, and yet you can't find the people to do the work. It's just an absolute inexcusable reality right now. Mike, do you think there's truth to the idea that people would rather take benefits than wash your dishes?
Absolutely. I mean, who wants to come to work for whatever people might be paying, $12, $15 an hour? I mean, I know people that are getting $1,200, $1,300 a week. Why would you? I don't blame them. Don't get me wrong. I don't blame people. I mean, you're getting $1,200, $1,300, you're sitting home. So we can go to the shore. We could go to the beach. We could go swimming. We could go fishing. We could go up on a boardwalk at night. Or go to work. I mean, it's just,
right.
Why? I mean, I would take off. I mean, I'm being honest with you. It just doesn't make sense. You're getting free money and you don't have to work.
Now, how are you making people know that you're hiring, Mike? Are there signs on the door? What are you offering people? Are you doing any incentives?
I start a radio program this Friday. I'm going to be on the radio 4 or 5 times a day. Staffing issues, looking for employees.
Okay.
I have signs, social media platforms. I'm out and about on social media platforms. Actually, I called my plane guy last week. He's going to start my airplane, the banner planes, to go down the beach. I'm actually going to send a banner plane from Stone Harbor to Margate, looking for employees.
Wait a second. You mean to tell me how many times I've seen planes go by offering happy hour specials, offering, you know, live fresh crabs? You're going to tell me a plane's going to fly over the beach advertising a job at Mike's Seafood?
I told the airplane, my airplane guy that flies the banner, the first day that weather's good and there's people on that beach, that plane's going to go down that beach from down at Hereford Inlet and Wildwood all the way up to Margate. I'm sending the airplane down the beach. I know it's crazy, but you got to do drastic things in drastic times. You know, Mike Seafood's 110-year family tradition at the Jersey Shore. I have to carry on the family tradition here running Mike Seafood. There's a lot of people that come down on their vacation, and they look forward to going to Mike's Dock or Mike's Seafood in either Seattle or Ocean City at least one time. So, I mean, that's part of this Jersey. If you didn't go on vacation until you came down and had a dinner. So, I'm going to be flying the airplane, not just once. I'm going to fly it every day if I have to. I mean, so I get enough staff at Mike's Seafood. I got to do something. I mean, the social media platforms aren't working. The newspaper ad's not working. Radio, I didn't try it yet. It's going to come up starting this Friday. I just don't know. I'm at wit's end. I need 86 people to work at Mike's Seafood. 86.
What are you paying an hour, Mike? What are you paying?
15.
15? Let me ask you, too. What about housing? Are you giving away any housing this summer or anything like that?
Rich, that's a whole nother story. I mean, we have a house for our employees. But the employees that we do that for are the European students that come on with a J-1 visa. The whole Jersey Shore is in trouble when it comes to the J-1 students from Europe coming over for employment. The embassies in the capitals of other countries, United States embassies in other countries, who regularly see 100 students a day seeking their visa, they're seeing 10 a day. They really have curtailed the interview process in Europe. The reason I asked, and it's for because COVID reasons, they don't want to see that many people a day. So I don't know if that's the truth to that or not, but they were seeing 100 a day usually in February, March, and April. Every year they're seeing, except for last year, they didn't bring any students over, but they're seeing 10. So that's 1/10 of the population, 1/10 of the students that usually come are going to be coming to the United States. I had 12 hired, 6 girls and 6 young men that come over here, college students, and they're telling me I'll be lucky if I see 1 or 2. And I usually provide the housing for the students. As we get closer, if that doesn't, I'm hoping, because the foreign students can stay in this country up to, depends what country, but they can stay as late as October 1st, which is really helping you out on your shoulder season here at the Jersey Shore.
Right.
So I keep the housing for them, but hey, if I'm not going to be able to get the students, then I will end up supplying housing for, you know, for people that are looking for work. You know, we're just waiting to see, though, because it's really important to have staffing that can come and stay that late into the year and help you with your shoulder season.
Well, Mike, listen, I wish you the best. Like I said, you know, I'm a big fan of your food. The crab balls are great. Now that you've been on the show, though, I'm going to sneak in. I want you to sneak me in through the kitchen like Henry Hill. You know what I mean? So I don't have to wait. But, you know, me and the family will come in just like in Goodfellas. You can even play the music, you know, come in
we
through the back
that.
Door, set up the table. And that's what I want. You know, but that's an easy ask, right?
Yeah, sure. I like the way you said I'll come through the kitchen, because if you come through that kitchen, you and your family will be doing dishes.
I know. Seriously, that's the only problem. I'll be having my son will be dropping the fry basket, right?
You got it.
Well, listen, man, hang in there. This is tough. You know, I think everybody is going to be down in mass this summer. I hope there's a light at the end of the tunnel based on what Biden said yesterday about if you have the opportunity to work, you got to take the job or you're going to lose the benefits. Hopefully that will make people realize they have to actually work. You know, and I the pressure that's there, Mike, you know, the good news, though, is that assuming you get the people, this is going to be one of the best summers in Jersey Shore history. That's the good news.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's going to be one hell of a summer. It really is. Really is. It's going to be fantastic. Just this labor thing is a disaster, like I started out talking to you. It's a disaster.
Well, listen, you keep me posted, Mike. We're praying for you guys. And, you know, I'm thankful to Dawn for reaching out to you, because it was good to get you on. And give my best to Jeannie and your family. Mike Monticetti, owner of Mike's Seafood and Sea Isle in Ocean City. Mike, hang in there, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.